Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in. It's a, It's a Wednesday. Mark Blankenbaker, we're here. I feel like I've been a lot over the last, 6 months, and that's Triple Crown Dentistry and Louisville Dental Implants. And you're going to get your first, go at it today. You got a little checkup going on.
Yeah, got a little consultation, a little evaluation here. And I'm happy that we're able to do the show here.
I thought you had a checkup.
Very
good. I don't break any HIPAA laws, but I thought you were just getting your teeth cleaned.
Well, I'm doing two things.
Okay, all right, good.
Two things.
I should have done two things at once because I've been here a bunch for my dental implants, and they're like, "You haven't had a checkup in a year." I'm like, "How?" but this is where I come. I had my checkup on Monday. Brush and floss. You only get one chance with your teeth, right? I
mean, there we go. Yeah,
and actually floss. I thought the plackers were flossing. The plackers aren't flossing.
No, I think that's a solid substitute if you can't.
You got nothing else. Yeah,
If you got nothing else, and that's just what you got. And I actually like those.
I like them. But tell a dentist, and they ask you if you floss, and you say, "I use plackers." You're like,
"Oh no, yeah, no, I hear you."
Like, come on,
it's floss, man.
What?
It's like eating your vegetables. It takes so much time.
Yeah, dentists love hearing that.
You have a tight tooth. It's like, man. So we'll go to the dentist today over here at Triple Crown Dentistry. I'm excited about it.
Are you as excited about this as you are watching another Louisville basketball game?
I think I'd rather go to Triple Crown Dentistry.
Every day.
Every day.
and have
go to
teeth
dentist
pulled.
Yeah. Every day. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. Are we going to spend 3 months going, they're terrible, they suck, they're no good? I don't know what to say about this team other than that's just another disgraceful performance last night. There's no sugarcoating it. The effort doesn't seem there. The plan doesn't seem there. The results clearly aren't there. I don't know, man.
We're in a bad spot. We're in a really bad spot because typically you go into year one and you're like, okay, give this guy some time. That's typically the mantra that you do. Year one's going to be year one. But, man.
Give a guy's time, but show me something.
But you got to show me something. And your guys aren't playing hard, and they're not playing with focus, and they're not doing the right things. And I'm looking at your sideline, and I'm like, what are we doing here? And then yesterday, I will say this, Kenny Payne did finally change his tune in his postgame. And he said, we need to get a win.
He's actually said that the last couple of post games.
But man, it is hard because I'm like, okay, what am I going to do this winter?
Right.
Like, am I going to pick up skiing?
Jeff Walls has a big game tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have Jeff Walls on tonight at 8:30.
Maybe I focus more on the women's side, but I've got Chrissy Banna for that, so I don't want to step on her toes. am I going to infringe on Chrissy's territory just for my own happiness? Maybe. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I've never experienced anything like this. I've never seen a team lose. Is it 15 out of 18 counting last year, or did they lose 15 out of 18 last year and now they're first seven this year? I saw a 15 out of 18 stat. And by the way, you can add 16 out of 20 if that's the case, because we saw those two games.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to give them credit for the Chaminade win now, though, because that means that they were 500 in that stretch that you're giving them credit for. I'll look that up. I'm almost to that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how you keep people engaged other than betting against your own team.
Yeah, you'd be undefeated there.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Yeah.
I am. So, yeah, so to finish out the season, they did beat Georgia Tech in the ACC first round last year. So they lost five of their last six and, oh, God.
No, it was a lot.
A lot, yeah. So,
yeah, it was more than that.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. So they were two of their last 14 is what they were to finish out the season.
So I guess so two of their last 14. So they were 2-12. So 2-19 now?
Yeah.
So 21 out of 23 games they've lost. Are we doing those numbers right?
Yes. Yep, that's it. They've won two out of the last 21.
It's Louisville basketball. I'm just speechless. I'm just sitting there watching it last night, wondering, okay. And the fans were actually trying to do anything they could to encourage the team.
Oh, yeah.
They were down 30, and they hit a couple of threes, though, for a ball, and, like, they're trying to cheer them. But, I'm sitting up there. I stood for a while in the first half. I stood up just over the concourse. I was telling you, where you can, you know, like when you walk in, you kind of look down. People can put their, beverage up there, and you can stand there. It's an area you're actually allowed to stand. Now, you can't stand too deep, but you can stand. Standing too deep, not a problem these days. But I'm sitting there, and I'm just listening. I like to sit up there and listen. And what people are saying. And I got a guy to my left, guy to my right, all both saying the same thing. What are they doing? Their hands are down on defense. Like, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just taking all this in. Then the guy got chosen for the that horse thing where they were supposed to throw the horse around. He was one of the guys in that. And they were going to interview him. I had a good line for him, too. He was. They were going to ask him. They were rehearsing it up there. And I said, and they asked the first person, like, why you think you're going to win? And after they did that, I go, say that Baffert gave him something special before the race.
Oh, you know?
But they didn't get around. They didn't get around to him. So
that'd be that would have been awesome. The place that would have been the highlight of the night. That
it would have been, but they didn't have enough time. It took a while to set it up or whatever. But yeah, so they didn't get around to it. So
that was fun. The horse around thing, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That works. Got to start it quicker though. That's one. It's got to start quicker.
Yeah.
I think the guy got cheated personally because the one horse fell down into the concourse, and I think at that point, the race is over.
I agree.
I think it's a DQ.
If that horse leaves the
arena seating, then I think we have a DQ in our hands.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Well, I was sitting next to Ricardo Santana last night, and he was watching that promotion intently. He was watching it like it was a real race.
Blanket Baker, very proud of where he was sitting last night. He twice offered me, without prompt, his media seat because he was sitting courtside.
Trying to help you out because I knew you had to go.
Came over to me when I was sitting front row behind Kenny Payne and said, hey, you can still
but
have my media seat.
But I didn't see you before the game, and I didn't know if you were staying there. I didn't know if you were staying.
But you saw me sitting
front row behind there. Yeah. I didn't know if you were sticking around. So I was like, but no, it was pretty cool. Ricardo. Well, he's like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah.
One of my favorites.
I've got a picture of him in my house somewhere with Max where they won a race for us. But
that's awesome.
But I don't think that many people besides you knew it was him.
No, probably not. No, it's only means anything to me.
Okay. Just making sure. But yeah, I think that should have been a DQ. But and the guy was mad afterwards too. He was like, "Man, that was two tickets. That was two tickets anywhere or something like that." Yeah,
it's a good pretty
promotion.
Cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
So
nobody went putt for Pappy.
Yeah.
So missed out on that one. But Team USA did win.
I was getting ready to say, I was trying to queue up. I was actually going to start the show like, hey, what a great day. We won in soccer. We beat Iran. Barely. Had to sweat it out the last 5 minutes.
Man,
what the hell,
I was offside on the second goal.
I didn't either.
I was like, hang on. And then they showed like the VAR, I guess that's that what
right.
they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where they make the TV screen.
And I'm like, hang on. Our guy is like, they're lined up. Like, how much offside is there? Like,
I was talking to caller Nate. I called him on the phone. I'm like, what the hell? And he was like, I was ahead of him, so he hadn't seen it yet. He's like, that's not offside. So I'm like, this is an outrage. We're getting screwed.
I know. And
it's, Dennis Hennigan's the world, the FIFA.
Hennigan.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like our coach who's wearing a T-shirt.
Little bit better T-shirt this time.
Yeah.
But still a T-shirt. But this one, not the worst T-shirt you could find. So he upgraded his T-shirt and they got a win. I think there's
a
correlation.
We're undefeated. Two
ties. I think
there's
a correlation.
Maybe Kenny Payne needs to wear a T-shirt.
No.
Like T-shirt.
No, and I do appreciate the fact that Kevin Willard still wears a suit. I appreciate the fact that there is a coach out there still wearing a suit.
And by the way, yesterday, I don't know if you saw, but I asked Kevin Willard about the state of Louisville basketball last night.
Oh, you did? No.
And Kent Spencer from WHAS clipped it out on his Twitter, if you want to pull up quickly and have it. But he goes, you know what? It's not my problem.
Really?
a very terse response to my question about Louisville basketball. So, you know, disappointing game, but you know, you ask Patino people who have been here before. I mean, it's not like Kevin Willard has no contacts here.
Right.
He's got nobody he cares about here.
I mean, yeah,
you know, but he's like, look, not my problem. And I think he's clearly mad about what's going on here, but he's obviously gonna not really talk about it.
yeah, it's not, he's in a tough spot there to say anything. So I'm having to have to pull it up here. I don't know if I can find it. But yeah, and this is, I'm like you. I don't know. Do we do this all winter? I want to see some progress. I mean, I was listening to Paul in the pregame with Kenny, and Kenny goes on, like what he said at the pregame news conference about Sidney Curry's conditioning, sort of bemoaning his lack of conditioning. And Paul goes, I just don't understand, with the amount of work you guys do in practice, how that's possible. And he's like, how does that happen? And his answer was like, well, you know, if I had the answer to that, I would, you know, have $1 million, or, you know, it wasn't that, but it was like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's his diet, maybe it's just that. And I'm thinking, what? I mean,
yeah.
That's not the answer. That's not the answer. That's not the droids we're looking for.
Yeah, and you know, and Sidney didn't look good last night. And I mean, it's
the ball knocked out of his hands all the time. I mean, it's just it's tough, man.
Really frustrating, because I mean, I really like Sidney. I like a lot of these guys. And I was actually thinking about this, Drew. I was like, if all of our guys hit the transfer portal, would they not all land in like good places? For the most part.
I don't know about all of them, but...
like, okay, Mike James would. Jalen Withers would. Rose Wheeler probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm just thinking, like, would it shock you if Kamari Lands went to the portal and went to a place like Cincinnati or something like that? You know, someplace solid, or Ohio State, or whatever, or Indiana. Like, I could see a lot of our players go into the portal, land at really good places, and do well. And I don't understand why the individual pieces
don't add up at all. I'm not saying they've got a great team. They've got better than a winless team of talent on that. You got guys like Sidney Curry was, what, the top JUCO. I mean, he was highly recruited. You know, Jalen there's a lot of top 100 guys on this roster. That doesn't make you a Final Four team. That makes you a better than this team.
Yeah.
And I just don't see – here's the
– the last night was the first time I've ever – I was – last night was the first time that I had sat behind the bench. Are you hearing me?
No, I'm not, actually. No.
Mic's out.
Yeah, go to that one there, and then maybe. So it was last night was the first time. Yeah, so I'll vamp here while Drew finds a microphone here, but it's I was like thinking about our roster, and I'm like, I like a lot of our pieces, but I don't understand why it's not adding up to anything, and it's really frustrating to think about because it. I just feel like we have better players than 0-7. I really do. I feel like we have better players than 0-7. And if we were able to, you know, just put together a focused performance, you know, that this would end up better than, you know, we wouldn't have to end up with, you know, no wins or anything like that. So
there we go. I guess, I don't know, I guess the microphone now is a short end and not the headset. So it's good to know that went out for absolutely no reason.
I know.
But, yeah, that's very odd. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, the really odd part for me is, as I started to say, sitting behind the bench, I don't hear, I mean, Kenny communicates. He says a lot. The assistants hardly say anything, and I'm not used to that. I'm used to hearing assistants yelling, you know, what's getting ready to happen on the defensive side of the court. Hey, watch the screen, watch, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nolan Smith doesn't say a word. Danny Manning piped up a little bit. He ought to know a little bit about that team since he coached them last year.
Yeah. Well, we should have had the best scout ever on Maryland. And I know that, you know, not every single player is there, but man, you got to have to a little bit of understanding. I'd like to have a little bit of an advantage, right?
I mean, to come out of the locker room and get busted like that is just that's one of the most discouraging things, to just come out of the locker room and have nothing.
Nothing. I mean, we're the second tallest basketball team in the United States. We got out rebounded by five.
And that's funny. The guy that, again, I was standing up, he was involved in that contest last night. He's like, we're big. Why don't we ever throw the ball inside? And I agreed. And some things, like, I mean, this guy had played some basketball. I could tell this guy had played some basketball because he was looking at him defensively and just pointing things out. Like, again, the arms being down on defense. They tried to go to that 1-3-1 trap, or sort of looked like a 1-3-1 half court trap. And guys' arms are down.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't work if your arms are dead. You've made yourself smaller. You've made the passing lanes easier. And, I mean, just little things like that I'm sure other people who are, you know, basketball bennies notice things like that. And the second you notice it, you can't unsee it. Like, that's all you can see.
That's right. And we go under the screen, and that created space for Maryland to drive and all this stuff. And I'm just like, all these easy fundamental things that we're used to around here because we've seen guys that are detailed crazy coach our basketball teams. Well, we haven't seen it in a while, I guess, but man, it's so frustrating to watch this basketball team. And Drew, I don't know. Like, I don't know, do I have the heart to stick through this the entire time?
I don't know. I don't know that you do.
I was at the end. I texted Maven last night, and I was like, hey, you left. You can't leave. You're not allowed to
You're
leave,
not allowed
Maven.
To leave.
You're not allowed to leave, Maven, because I know he busted on me for leaving the football game early after supporting Satterfield. Well, you can't leave. If you're going to bust on me for leaving the Kentucky game early on Satterfield, you can't leave early on Kenny Payne. So I texted him last night and let him know.
You make an argument. Here was your bite on Willard.
You coached here, and your just thoughts on where Louisville basketball is and how they can get back to where they need to be.
Not my issue. I have no comments on it.
Which is really all. I mean, it's all he can say.
Yeah,
that's all he can say. That's Mike. I'll figure out by the next break. Sorry, everybody. I don't know. I mean, literally, there were no sudden movements.
You just hit it.
Nothing. It just stopped working. Just stopped working right there.
So I pulled it out of my bag, and there we go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now we're going. So I'll try to get the text lined up as well.
I mean, Huntley Hatfield 8-8. That's solid. Yeah. I mean, but the individual players, like I say, like I look at our individual pieces, and I'm like, that should work. That should work.
Yeah,
that should work. That's a piece.
I talked to someone who had spoken with Willard and said, well, I'd love to have L. Ellis. He told this person to the side and said, he's a good player.
L and Huntley Hatfield are kind of out there on their own. But then I was looking at Mike James. Hey, he got 6-4, freshman. Okay.
Got to guard him, too. Can't let him just come out and bomb threes on you to start the half.
Right, that's true. It's about defense, and you got to shoot better.
It's about both. I mean, I'm trying to – I mean, and you're out there looking, and, like, a lot of the fans are down 30. They're trying to find a positive. They're cheering, you know, people, you know, chasing after loose balls, and they're doing that, and it's just – And then it's gone after a minute. You know, we saw Devin Ray. Is it Ree or Ray? I don't even know how you're supposed to say it.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, eventually, because he's probably going to play more, I would assume.
Might as well.
Yeah,
why not?
May as well give him a crack. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you got to give everybody on your team a crack. Why wouldn't you? I mean, we have right now 118 turnovers, 52 assists.
Yeah, and that's not going to get better. What's Withers' numbers on there?
Withers, okay, I go individual.
Because the other day it was like 1-19.
See, Jalen Withers on the assist side, it has 3, and he's got 18 turnovers.
Yeah. So he's gotten better, actually, since the last time I checked it.
Yeah. Huntley Hatfield, 13-5, so 13 turnovers.
And a lot of those are unforced. That's the thing. A lot of those are unforced. They lead, I don't think they lead the country, but they're one of the worst at turnover percentage, and then also one of the worst at turnover percentage without it being a steal. You know, so again, an unforced.
Yeah, we had balls off of our foot last night. Like, you know, and it's just like, God, don't dribble it off your foot.
Yeah.
You know, and but, you know, L. Ellis has got nobody else. And this is what happens. Like, you can't get into your offense. You can't start your offense if you only have one guard.
Yeah, and I don't know. So, I mean, we welcome your calls, 267-9680. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. Texter says, every game opposing coaches make adjustments at halftime, and KP doesn't seem to change anything. The second-half performances speak for themselves. Texter says, do you miss Chris Mack? No. Texter says, I thought Paul was asking about not being in shape. And Kenny said, if I knew the answer, I'd be a genius. Yes, that I think that's what he said. He said, if I knew the answer, I'd be a genius. I'll try to pull it up because I was listening to this going, no, that's not – I don't want this answer from you. Like, what do you mean you don't know is how he's not in shape? You don't know if it's his diet. You don't know if it's – I mean, I don't know how a coach wouldn't know why a guy is out of shape.
Okay.
I'm just used to – I mean, if it were – again, if it were Petito, he'd be like, well, is it 23% body fat because he won't stop, I don't know, eating I Love Tacos. I don't know.
I mean, it's like this. It's a very simple equation. If you want to lose weight, and I do, I want to lose like 10 pounds, okay? But so in order for me to do that, I've got to intake fewer calories
yes.
than I'm burning in a day.
Pretty like, much how that works.
Yeah, I got to burn more calories than I'm taking.
You can do all the keto, whatever comes into a simple formula.
Doesn't matter.
Input output. Yeah.
Yes, input output. So that's how you drop the weight. All right, you know. And so I don't know what he's talking about. Like, and then you're in athletics, and you've got nutritionists. Like, ask them. You don't have to know the answer. That's the beautiful thing. You've got people on your staff whose job it is to figure that out for you. Like, come on, man.
I don't know, man. It's maddening.
What are we doing?
It's maddening. Texter says, all this talk of patience is stupid. Of course, it's good to be patient, but it's also good to have common sense and exercise proper judgment. It's like Kenny's driving our car into a brick wall over and over, expecting to break through, and we just stand by and watch, trusting him while he destroys the car. Texter says, dude doesn't have it. Fire him. I'm not there. Texter says, Curry's absolutely terrible on defense. Yeah. Was overstating who all would land at good places. It's obvious more than Curry don't have that motor running or play smart. Withers, Wheeler, Curry, all mid-major guys. I don't agree with that. I don't think Wheeler is. I don't think Curry is. I think these guys are power five level basketball players. Now, they don't have 10 of them. They do not have 10 of them. But they got four or five that ought to be better than they are. And they're just not and not – The lack of even moments where you go, okay, I see what they're trying to do. I get it. They just, you know, got outmatched. You get out athlete. Nobody be mad if they got out athleted all year long. But I don't feel like they're getting out athleted all year long. Now, Maryland's a better team. Are they 30 points better? I don't think so. But I mean, that's the part that is the frustrating. We know they were going to be lower on talent, but the. But just it's not just out-athleted. It looks out-coached. It looks out-athleted. It looks out-efforted. It looks all.
I mean, Kenny in his post game last night is actually something to listen to because last night he goes, I asked the guys, have you given up? And he goes, and there's only one way out of here, and that's the fight. And he says, and he goes, and I'm not giving up. And he goes, and while it's disheartening to see guys that aren't aggressive, our fans deserve aggressive basketball players and confident basketball players. He's like, I'm not going to give up. And he goes, and I'm not going to – they told me when I asked them, he goes, that they told us that they have not given up on us, and I'm not going to give up on them. But the fact that you have to ask the question.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Kenny Payne going in there, and by the way, and going in the locker room after a game like that, Nat, and telling us that he asked him that question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you given up?
Yeah, I want to play that when we come back here. We'll get a call in here. We're over here at Triple Crown Dentistry, a little dental implants. Again, I've had three, and I'm done. I'm three and done. I really only was only going to need two. Didn't want to do a bridge,
you
so I got the third.
Total recall?
Stop. I don't think everybody knows the scene you're talking about. No, in my teeth. And it is a great, you know, it's a great, this place is like NASA with all the technology they have. I mean, that's why Eric is like the foremost guy around. He's got all the letters after his name that all mean something. I'm not going to pretend to know what they mean, but he's the only board certified guy in the area. And this is why when people go, all right, I gotta get a dental implant. What's your guy's name? It's Triple Crown Dentistry, 502implants.com. Let's go first up. Steve's going to lead us off. Steve, welcome in. Good morning.
Well, I felt like I was one of the reasonable people in the middle. I wasn't defending him too staunchly, and I wasn't over-criticizing him or saying he ought to go. But I'm just wondering, as you said, how much more, you know, can the city take? I mean, it used to be a refuge. You had a bad day at work or you had a bad day at home, you had your basketball. And I'm just wondering how Josh will handle this from the standpoint of what if they don't get any guards or any recruits, or they're having the same issues going into next year. I mean, he's going to have to sit down with him and say, okay, what is your plan? And if this plan doesn't work, this is what's going to happen. I'd like to get your comments on that, but also, what did you think of Bellarmine's effort last night?
Well, it was tough to – I was watching the score, so I couldn't watch the game. But, yeah, I mean, Bellarmine obviously gave Kentucky a scare. They had the game tied at halftime. This is after traveling all the way across the country from, Pauley Pavilion. And, yeah, I mean, they were – were they leading in the second half at one point?
They took the lead
for
a second. I think they did, yeah. And then, you know, Kentucky, I mean
– I got to tell you, there were a lot of people on their phones watching that game in the arena. Yep. And I don't think it's because they were watching Kentucky. It's because they were watching Bellarmine.
That's right.
Well, again, what do you think Josh will do as far as sitting down with him and saying, look,
he's got to let the whole season. You're not doing.
If we don't have it, I'm sorry. You know, you're going to get bought out or whatever.
Look, you got it. You're going to do a whole season. You know, you're going to do that. I mean, this is ridiculous to think that anybody would, you know, fire him now. It's not happening. But if you get to the postseason and you're not seeing the main thing that we were told that he's the best at, and that's recruiting success, then I don't know what you do if you're Josh Hurd. I really don't know what you do. You go, Satterfield, please win some games. Win the bowl game, please.
Make sure this class comes in,
Sure the class comes in, win the bowl game, and then, you know, let's get excited about next year.
And hit
year.
The portal. And kill the portal.
And destroy it.
Show everybody what Louisville athletics can do in the transfer portal.
Yeah, it's just sad to go into that arena and look around and know the moments you've had there and know the fun games and, you know, fun times that have been had there. And, you know, and this is not it. You know, I mean, this is not what this place was built upon. And you want to see it because it's one of your other, you know, it's one of your ex-players and you want to see him succeed. But it's just not working. And I don't see the plan. If you can show me the plan and show us what you like to do, and tell us, okay, well, it's not working because of XYZ, then okay, people can deal with that. But winless?
Yeah.
Come on. Winless and getting smoked.
I know.
Smoked.
Well, and the thing is I go back to, the stuff with Kenny Payne. He's like, you know, I got NIL. I don't want to have to talk to you about it. You know, I don't want to lead it. I got fouls to give. I don't want to use them. I don't want to win that.
He needs to do the 180 that Kentucky's done. Because going to that game on Saturday when they've got NIL, every other thing on the Jumbotron, that is embracing NIL to levels that I have not seen. So
they played it last night in the arena briefly. I would have liked to have seen it more saturated than like what Kentucky does. You know,
I mean, you saw L's down as often as you saw NIL.
Yeah.
I mean, you really did, which was the whole game.
Yeah.
Which was the whole game.
You know, and that's the new era. But, like, I'm talking about every little thing. You know, whether it's Louisville Live or fouls to give or NIL, whatever advantage that you might
Louisville
have.
Louisville Live, I thought, went well.
It did. But, like, we didn't have everybody show up.
Yeah. Right. Well, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have everybody show up. So, like, leverage it to the full extent. Like the administration can only take you so far. They hired you to finish it.
Yeah.
You know, so go get it done. So, like, you know, Lottie and Josh and all these people can give them all these tools. Use them.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
And don't tell me why you're not or you don't want to do it that way or whatever. That's what college basketball is now. And
I know. He's so defeated. He just put his hands on the table.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good,
dude. I know. But, the notes I had, just the hands down on defense, it was just such a noticeable little thing that, again, I felt like I was sitting next to, like, this guy absolutely was a big guy. He's clearly played somewhere. And it was just – it was just damn depressing. So, I don't know. I heard a rumor we're getting a new president today, by the way. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Who's the worst president that you think that we could do? Like, wrong answers only.
Biden?
Matt Bevin.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I have no opinion on a president because I don't know a damn thing about what a president does at a university.
Should fundraise.
Yeah. I shouldn't know the name of the president. They should do such a good job, I should not know the name.
Exactly.
I should be able to forget the name of the president. That's when I know they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to get involved with athletics. They don't have to get involved. You know, they just get up there and they president.
Represent the school.
Yeah.
Raise money. Make sure that people are happy. Make sure the academics are in order and our accreditations are in line. You know, like that's what your job is.
I mean, every day a text like this comes in. Can someone let Eric Wood know Kenny Payne didn't win those
games?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
I think Eric knows.
Does he get that texted to him every single game? I wonder how many times he gets that texted to him per game.
I mean, I think Chris Mack probably even texted Chris Mack's probably texting Eric Wood right now, like last night. Kenny Payne did not win those games.
Oh, my God. This is where we are. Where we are physically, though, is just Triple Crown Dentistry. Blanket Baker's getting his checkup. I had mine on Monday. This is where Max comes. And it reminds you when you go to the dentist, like, you get one chance. Floss. That should be the commitment for this year.
Okay.
Floss.
New Year's resolution?
We're flossing.
Flossing.
We're flossing, right? We may do it on the air. I know there's some dental floss around here. I may fall since my microphone wasn't working.
Mark. Don't do the dance.
Yeah. I might.
Don't do the dance.
Yeah.
Blake
no, actually, floss.
Oh, you mean my teeth. Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes. Flossy. All right. We will we'll continue along here. I don't know. We'll try to find. We're going to have Jared on. I mean, why
might
not?
As well.
Yeah, and Jeff Walls is going to be on because you know what? He's got a game tonight, and he's playing a top five team. And you know, I told him the other day, we haven't done a damn thing for you, so we need to promote you a lot more. So we're going to get Walls on more. We're going to promote the games as best as we can. Us and our partners at 970.
Hope Haley's doing good. We got to find out. We got to get a Haley up there.
I know you've been worried about that for 2 days. You can ask him at 8:30.
Okay, good.
All right,
good.
You can find that out. We'll continue along here. It's a Diener Show, 9:30 in the Ville, ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
You only get one chance with your teeth, people. You got to remember that. And that's where we're over here at Triple Crown Dentistry today, Louisville Dental Implants, where I've spent a lot of time the last few months after my deal this summer with the headaches, and I had to get a root canal, and Blankenbaker wanted to rip the tooth out.
I know. I thought it would fix everything.
Yes, he wanted Dr. Blankenbaker wanted to just rip it out.
Well, we didn't try it.
Dr. Kevorkian and Blankenbaker wanted to just rip it out. I did have two dental implants on different spots, so those were saved.
Those headaches were bad for you.
Horrible. It was a month of them. I'll still never fully understand what happened. Went to the emergency room one night, and somehow I don't know. They finally stopped. But over here though, when it comes to getting a dental implant, you're probably thinking, oh, it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to be painful. It's not. It's amazing the technology they have now, and it's just. I've had it three times, so I can tell you that it's good. There's not nearly as involved as you think it. I mean, it's an involved process, but I'm saying it's not. It doesn't take as long. It's not as painful at all of what you think it is. So that's my message. So get it done. I put it off forever, and it was stupid.
Yeah, no, and like guys, like it's funny, you know, like we miss an appointment, and it's like, oh, yeah. I'll make it back.
Yeah,
up.
And they never do.
And you never do.
Never
so
do.
You got to stay on track. Yeah. With your dentist, I'm getting on track today.
That's right.
We're getting on track.
Getting you back on track.
And my New Year's resolution: if you want to floss, I'll floss.
Yes.
Not you can floss. You want?
I'm not flossing.
You want to floss me?
No. I'm not.
You won't
don't
put
make.
The gloves
why
up?
Do you got to make it weird? Why do you have to make dental care weird? Somehow you make dental care weird, but you do. God bless you. Anything to avoid anything to talk about this team, right?
I mean, you could see you'd be able to see it better than I can.
No, stop.
That's
it.
That's the thing.
Stop it. No.
Okay.
No. We are over here, though. 502implants.com is the website as well. Triple Crown Dentistry. You can Google them up, and you will be able to get an appointment over here. So, all right. This I want to play some of what you had to say with Paul afterwards, but the opening statement from Kenny Payne last night afterwards, you said was very telling. I got to the point. I didn't want to hear it. I'm like, it's my job to listen to what the coach has to say afterwards. I didn't want to.
I'm with you. I mean, I was kind of just in there, and then when he started talking, I was like, okay.
All right. Well, here
and it kept going. You know,
okay.
It kept getting
we'll let it ride.
More interesting.
Here we go.
First of all, Maryland, very good team. Played really well. Thought the second half, the last thing I said to the guys before walking on the court was the first 5 minutes, fight. Be desperate. Don't let them make a run. Last words I said, and they went and made three straight threes, four straight threes. We turned the ball over. A lot of credit goes to them. We did not compete. We did not fight. We didn't meet their intensity. At times it looked like we gave up. And I just asked the guys, is that the case? Have you given up? This is really hard. It's not going to get easy. And there's only one way out, and that's to fight with every bit of fiber that's in your body. To understand that no matter who we're facing, we probably won't be the most talented. But if you have a will and if you play desperately on the defensive end and fighting on to get rebounds and be efficient offensively, we got a fighting chance. A lot of this is new for them because a lot of guys for the first time are playing in severely different roles. And I'm asking them to be selfless, to try to play the right way and compete every second of every day, practices as well as games. And it's hard for them. So we're going to keep plugging away. We're not giving up. It's hard. They need to have some success, and it needs to come in the form of a W. But nobody's going to, any opponent that we're going to play is not going to feel sorry for us and give us a W. They're going to come in here and try to beat our head in by 30 or 40. And we got to have pride and understand what it is. We got dropped off in the jungle, and we got to make it out. That's what it is, survival of the fittest.
I mean, I agree with all that. You just don't see any sign of fight. As a unit, I can, you know, every now and then individually you see some. And you know L. Ellis is frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's out there.
He's fighting.
Freewheeling. I mean, because he has to, you know? I mean, he just.
Yep. I mean, I feel terrible for L. Ellis. You know, I really do. Like, I watch him, and I'm like, there's a dude that is giving us everything he's got.
I think would look a lot different on another team.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
I think he really would. I mean, he makes a lot of turnovers, but what do you want him to do?
Right.
I don't know. I mean I'm not saying he's perfect.
Put him with Peyton Steve. What do you think that looks like? It'd be unbelievable. I just feel terrible for him. And I do think that what Kenny Payne's got to do is he's got to find who on this team – because there's no waiver wire here, okay? Who on this team has the dog in them? And if you – and if they don't have it, keep them on the bench.
You know, it's interesting. They had the They had the one of the people they interviewed on the court last night, a guy had been a season ticket holder for 47 years. And they asked him what his favorite moment was coming of Louisville basketball. He didn't say a Final Four. He didn't say a national championship. He said the comeback against Tennessee. That was a losing season. It wasn't a losing season, but it was like the first year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
But of all the moments, that's the one the guy picked out because that team fought to the bitter end. You know, I mean, I thought it was interesting on a night where you hear, I mean, and it's universal. It's not like when somebody says, God, there's no effort. It's not like somebody else says, oh, I disagree. They're really playing hard. Like, you don't get that.
No, nobody. And, you know, I saw Kamari Lands go to the ground, like, late in that game, and that they were already down 30, which I appreciate that from Kamari. I do. But you dug yourself this big hole because there was a long period of time where your teammates were feeling sorry for themselves, and they got to stop feeling sorry for themselves. They just have to.
I don't know if they are, but if they are, that's got to stop. It seemed like they were enabled to early on.
Yeah, and they gotta be able to just pick themselves up by their bootstraps and just get going. I mean, Reggie Bonifin last night went off.
What did he say?
On Twitter. I pull it up here. He said, I've never seen a team wear a Louisville basketball jersey play like this. I've been going to a game as long as I can remember. I know five people that played in the Dirt Bowl this past year that would be more entertaining to watch than this blank show. Facts. You know,
it's a Louisville native.
Yeah.
Play for the Cards.
He's watched as much basketball as you and I have.
Played. Yeah. Didn't he play?
He played at Trinity. Basketball, yeah. But not, yeah. Not here at Louisville.
Yeah. But, right. I get that. But it's, we can go back to the phones here. If you want to hop on in, 267-9680. Texter says they got rid of Dre Davis, who was a true dog. Texter says, I want to hear about a fight in the locker room. This team needs it. Texter says, How does any of that work even with a talented roster? I'm not sure what sentence that was supposed to be for. It's still November, and our coach is already asking if his players have given up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He keeps saying fight. He is a Calipari made over, and I don't like it. After seven games, he sounds defeated. It just maybe better stay the whole game, just like you said.
Yeah, maybe it has to stay the whole game. Sorry, Marcus. I don't make the rules, but you got to stay the whole game. Dre Davis right now 11-4 at Seton Hall. Samuel Williamson at SMU 8-8, and Noah Locke 10-2-1. I couldn't do another season, Noah Locke. I couldn't do it.
You'd want him right now.
I couldn't have done it.
You could have used him right now. Let's go to say Priest. Right? Priest, welcome in. Ninth Round of the Ville, ESPN 680.
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's up?
I've been a long-time UofL fan since I was a baby. I mean, since the late 70s. I'm 51 years old. And I believe that second team that he put out there, the young, I would rather play with them guys. I would rather them guys, they look more feisty. They look like they play better together. That team with Curry and them guys, and I hate to call them out like that, but they don't want to play. They look like they want to play for themselves, but they don't want to play for the team. And I've never seen basketball play that way, not even at the Dirt Bowl.
And sure as hell would say Dirt Bowl.
I don't fault Kenny Payne for this. I don't fault him for this. I seen this coming 2 years ago. With the players that we was getting and the way that they were playing and how they played for the last 2 years, this is the result. And it's sad.
Let me ask you this, though. What responsibility does he bear?
Just to get them up and get them playing, trying to get them to play together, and that's a hard responsibility to do when they've been playing this way for the last 2 years. You know, it's like telling a kid a guy that shoots jumpers, you can't shoot them jumpers no more. He's been shooting jumpers all his life. He's gonna keep continuing to shoot them jumpers. You know, you got some hard headed kids that don't want to play for each other, and. It's horrible. I mean, it's horrible. Now, I believe Kenny can get them to play a little bit better, but if you're going to lose like that, you might as well put the young guys in. All them guys that was playing at the end that made the 8-0 run, they played Vasilo. All them guys need to play. If you're going to lose, play with the young guys. You can't keep losing with Sidney Carey and all them guys. They're too old, and they're stuck in their ways. They're going to continue to play the way they want to play. Then go to the bench. You know, play the young guys. Tell them in another few years, we're going to be better. We're going to be better. They played a lot better than me. That's all I have to say. Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate the call. I don't know in the era of the transfer portal how you could see anything coming 2 years down the road. I can't see anything 1 year down the road. I just look at the players that are on this team that were on last year's team who were better last year. I mean, Sidney Curry was better. He was a force last year. I have to judge it on guys that were around. I mean, Jalen Withers, he's always been up and down, I guess. I mean, he's had his moments. But
yeah, I thought early in the year Jalen Withers was looking a lot better, but I think he's reverting. And
but yeah, yeah, I'm with him, though. I may as well see Devin Reed, Rose Wheeler. I mean, I may as well see those guys out there. I mean, if I have to watch Curry get the ball easily ripped out of his hands, which you assume are rather strong since he's a large, you know, athletic guy.
Yep.
And people slap the ball out of their hands all the time.
All the time. Matt Cross, 10-6, UMass.
I hated those guys, though.
I loved Matt Cross. He's just not the guy you want on your team when you're losing. You want Matt Cross on your team when
you're winning.
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's the worst person imaginable to put on a losing team.
You may be right about that. Yeah, that's probably a pretty solid take. Text line's a mess, of course. We'll get to some of that. The UPS jobs text line at 437-9680. Texter says, the old staff drilled incorrect or bad habits into these kids. Kenny's trying to undo it, but this team needs to be drilled on everything because they literally do everything wrong. What did they do incorrectly? Like, I don't want to know. I want to know how Chris Mack made them bad basketball players. He didn't make Sidney Curry overweight. He didn't make guys, I mean, they didn't make these players do the things they're doing on the court right now. Are they confused? Are they thinking about, are they overthinking? Because it just becomes static is what it becomes.
You know, I mean, if this was an NBA team, we'd be trading all these guys for picks. Mm-hmm. We'd be trading. We'd be signing free agents. We'd be scrapping the roster and starting over. And then, you know, and then what you could do if this was an NBA team, you could say, okay, we're going to hang on to our coach because he's going to oversee our rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get his guys.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
Texas Maryland's coach quit midseason last year, just like our guys. Danny Manning coached them. We beat them last season. They're 7-0 and ranked. What's our excuse? Bad point. Texas says, I'm tired of Kenny talking about how good things are in practice. Who wouldn't look good at practice against this team? Texter says, I was just hoping he would walk to the podium, quit last night. This is not going to work. He's not a Division I coach. Well, I mean, this is where we are right now. All right. We are over here at Triple Crown Dentistry and Louisville Dental Implants. We'll tell you more about that. DFH Company, that's who I use in my house. That's who we use at the radio station. That's who I need to get Mark Blankenbeck a new copy for a spot because it has now turned cold this morning. Windy
cold.
And cold. What the
Very
hell
cold.
Is going on when I let Chip outside?
I didn't like that cold.
Not at all. And if you don't like that your house ought to be warmer than it is, call Alex Hinkiebine over there. DFH Company, 968-6222. Online, DFHcompany.com. That's the website to go to. Been doing this since 1935, that family name on the business. It's DFH Company, and be sure to tell me here to talk about him here on the Diener Show.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? the pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.